This is an executive summary of Opportunity Zone Funds and Real Estate Development, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. When investors picture an Opportunity Zone Fund, they may imagine a passive, income-producing real estate investment, but most OZ funds are actually real estate development or redevelopment vehicles. This is no accident. The program's structure, especially the substantial improvement requirement, effectively pushes OZ funds toward development, and the 10-year tax-free appreciation benefit rewards investments built for growth. Understanding that most OZ funds are development vehicles is essential to setting realistic expectations. Development carries different risks, construction, lease-up, timelines, and a different return profile, appreciation-focused, with less early income, than stabilized real estate. This guide explains why OZ funds favor development, ground-up versus value-add projects, the substantial improvement test, development risk and timelines, and the income versus appreciation focus. Note that OZ rules are time-sensitive and evolving. Verify the current rules with your tax advisor. OZ funds favor development for structural and strategic reasons. Structurally, the program's substantial improvement requirement, which generally requires a COF to significantly improve existing property, roughly doubling its investment in the building, effectively requires development or major renovation activity, not just buying and holding stabilized property. So the rules push OZ funds toward development/redevelopment. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.